WOKC News.
There will always be questions. With WOKC News, I'm Charles Murphy. Okeechobee County Sheriff Noel Stevens says his investigators have been unable to find out why 51-year-old Paul Weir shot and killed two people July 27th in Brindaban Forest.
We continuously preach, you know, see something, say something. Mental health is a big, big thing, you know, and sadly it used to be when I started in this profession, you know, cops were getting killed by people wanted for murder and bank robbery. You know, today it's just people having a bad day that don't want to be here anymore.
Stephen acknowledges there are growing mental health issues in Okeechobee, and they're doing more for that every day. He praised his SWAT team and his deputies for their response in saving lives.
Not only are you giving them free health care, free education, in-state tuition, jobs, but now you're allowing them to get driver's licenses.
That's Chief Financial Officer in Florida, Blaze Ingolia. He wants to de-incentivize illegal aliens who want to come to Florida. He says there is no more free lunch.
Before this law was put in place, there were certain counties and cities that were actually giving IDs to illegal immigrants for the purpose of them going and getting free stuff from the government.
He suggested a number of bills at recent press conferences. He wants to enhance state-level immigration enforcement and limit the impacts of illegal immigration. Some of those suggestions are holding businesses accountable for hiring undocumented workers, not allowing any down payment assistance for illegal aliens in housing, no workers' compensation coverage for illegals, and prohibit unauthorized immigrants from getting driver's licenses. A planned unit development approved last year for Chauncey Bay Ranch included 9 small lots along 441 north of Port Myakka. There's concerns now from guardians of Martin County that they intend to put in a slaughterhouse for their cattle operation. Greg Braun says the county can stop this, urging them to have a public hearing to look at this again.
We're not necessarily opposed to this project. We are, however, opposed to the alleged preemption of the county's regulations. We believe that this project deserves some discussion in the public forum.
Glades County Commissioners approved pursuing an ordinance to have fire services and EMS in the county. They do support a public referendum this summer to gauge the community position. It would not be binding. They would have to have a study done before implementing the plan in the next year. County Commissioner Hattie Taylor supported going ahead with the assessments.
And I know in the past that we've done this and we haven't ever did anything with it. But I believe sooner or later we're going to have to do something. Whether we put it on the ballot or whether we have these hearings and then base our decisions on what we find out during the hearing.
A number of alleged drug dealers locked up at the Okeechobee County Jail in the past week. Kelly Chapman allegedly sold methamphetamine out of a residence on Southeast 33rd Terrace. Robert Leitner allegedly sold fentanyl out of a residence on Southeast 26th Street. Devin Mitchell allegedly sold $600 worth of crack cocaine. Thad Chandler faces charges from 3 different drug cases, and Gilbert Tago as well, both accused of selling methamphetamine. I'm Charles Murphy, WOKC News.